Lesson 12, Babylon and Armageddon. Sunday, the wine of her wrath. Somebody has said, the Bible is the tale of two cities, Jerusalem and Babylon. Of course, the Bible is more than that, but there's some truth in that, because these two cities are opposite descriptions. Jerusalem, this is the positive element, the good one, the center, capital of Israel, and in Revelation, we've even mentioned the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven. So you can't have a more positive description than that. And Babylon, well, in history, when Nebuchadnezzar came, took Israelites captive, like Daniel and his friends, transferred them over to Babylon, and they had to stay there for 70 years. Not 7 years, 70 years. It's a horror, isn't it? So, in Israel, every child after this experience knew about Babylon and the 70 years in captivity. This was a part in history Israel never, ever forgot. It was deep anchored in the mind. So Babylon and Jerusalem are a type and the antitype. They express a certain spirit, positive and negative one. Now the word Babylon is in the book of Revelation mentioned sometimes. A lot of times, 6 times. And if you know more about the Bible, you know, 6. In Revelation 13, we find the negative power is described 666. 666. The godly element would be 777. And it's interesting that this word Babylon is mentioned 6 times by John, the Revelator, on Patmos. That's interesting, isn't it? 6 times. So you see, he doesn't just write the Revelation. This is more than that, much more than that. Every single word. Great. And an interesting aspect we find in the first letter, epistle of Peter. At the end of his letter, he writes, she who is in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you her greetings. And so does my son Mark. So we discover Peter and the church in Babylon greet at the end of this writing. And we know Peter, he wasn't in Babylon, the antique Babylon. It was already destroyed at that moment, at that time in the past. So what does that mean? He greets you from Babylon? Now there is an interesting aspect. There is a German Bible translation produced by the Roman Catholic Church. It's called Einheitsübersetzung der Heiligen Schrift. So it's a kind of unity, harmony. And in this translation, Roman Catholic translation, you find at the end of this verse a keynote. And what is written there? Babylon? What does that mean? Peter means he writes from heathen Rome. Babylon, Rome. This is the code. There's a secret information. Interesting, isn't it? Till tomorrow.